We are Tom and Rob. I'm Rob, that's Tom.
Yes, it is.
We're doing a little show called Wiki Circuitry based on the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, which if you were listening earlier, they actually gave us a bit of a, or gave you guys a little bit of a heads up on that, did their own little version. I was hiding under the table before, so you might not have heard me.
Yeah, he was a little bit shy. That's the problem. He's a...
A what?
He's like a little bunny rabbit.
Fluffy, etc. So what?
He's very fluffy. You can't tell. It doesn't sound like it, but my God, he is one fluffy gentleman. I can tell you that.
Tom, would you like to give us a rundown on basically how this show is going to be run?
Sure do, yeah. All right, so we're going to jump from... you may not have heard Robin before. In fact, we've covered this already. You probably didn't hear Robin before. Basically, we're going to pick a person, a place, a time, and an object, and an incident, and then get back to, in this case, Kevin Bacon. We're going to start with Kevin Bacon for this one.
Tried and true.
Yeah. Going to do something else next week, some other hilarious celebrity.
Who knows? We haven't decided yet.
What
we'd like from you guys, though, is to maybe suggest one of those points, a place, a person, an incident, a time, or a thing, and send that into 0427-767-767. Or maybe just send us a text anyway, because it is quite lonely in here. And Tom frequently gives me the cold shoulder.
That's true.
So I think, Tom, as we were discussing this, we came up with our very first point, which was a...
It's the incident. It's the incident of the exploding whale. So that's where we're starting. We'll go into that in a little more detail after the next couple of tracks.
You can follow that if you're really desperate. On Wikipedia, look up exploding whale.
You can track us on Wikipedia.
That's right. Maybe you can see how our minds work.
from exploding sperm whales, we're going to go to Mitcham. This is a place, as I'm sure you're all very and unfortunately aware. Then is going to be a mystery point. Don't worry, I'll never do that again. After that, we're moving on to botulinum toxin, deadliest toxin known to man, I believe. From then, we're going to go to a time, 1971. Some might say a finer time, if you like old school heavy metal or something like that.
And then, or if you like things being 1 year after an exploding whale.
That's a very good point, yeah, as well.
That's why I like 1971. I don't know about you.
In the fallout of the whale explosion, the world was a different place.
Changed everything.
Yeah, definitely changed the way I was going to say I thought, but, you know, I wasn't alive until 27 years after that.
No.
So, and from there we go to Kevin Bacon. Yes, right on to Kevin Bacon from there. And that will be our 6 degrees, as it were, of Mr. Kevin Bacon.
Thanks, guys, also for sending in your text messages to 0427-767-767.
Thank you, Rubber Ducky. That was very explicit. Don't really know who you are.
Which brings me to the point of don't forget to chuck your name, potentially address, and if you're free on Wednesday, in your message, so we know who's sending that in. Tom, let's move to our point of incident.
Let's not first. Let's reveal the mystery point.
Well, but I don't really want to. All right, so we've had Rubber Ducky from Anonymous.
Anonymous, which is very good, very good. We're not going to go with it, but it was a good suggestion. I think it was a very silly suggestion, really, by a young Mr. Uli Aschenbrenner, who lives...
At my house, actually.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. yeah, we're not even going to articulate his ridiculous suggestion. But actually, we're going to go with... what are we going to go with?
Dirk's suggestion, I believe. Thank you, Dirk, for sending that one in. Which is, of course, Celine Dion.
Yes, and we didn't have any music queued up, of course, because... Definitely just sent it in, but...
And I just hurt my throat. I don't want to sing it.
It's true.
So,
yeah.
That will go on.
Oh, Jesus. So, let's bounce straight into it, shall we? Exploding whale incident of 1970.
All right. Now, just to recap what I started saying before, jumping the gun, as I were.
You did.
Exploding whale
the hell
incident,
over it, man.
I believe, was in San Francisco in 1970, where a dead sperm whale washed up onto the beach. And nobody wanted to deal with it. No one wanted to touch it or cut it up or remove it. So who got the job but the road authority
Their
copious amounts of dynamite?
Yeah, I don't... How did the road... What is the road authority's dynamite? Do they...
They would blast mountains out of the way, surely.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking maybe they were... Yeah. would have given the job to minors myself, you know.
Like children?
Yes, exactly. That's precisely what I meant. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, good.
I would have given it to some children. They would have handled it slightly better. Anyway, what happened was they thought that they would just kind of put their dynamite on one side and sort of blast this whale back into the ocean.
And whatever's left would be blasted into tiny bits for the birds and other little scavengers to eat.
Yeah, like Robin. If he was there, he would have scavenged.
Oh, if only I was born.
Oh, dear God. What happened was, of course, I'm sure you can imagine, is the whale just fucking exploded. It blew up everywhere and there were
rained
pieces
all over the town, yeah. Crushing cars and stuff like that. It was
chunks of.
But the thing about this, Tom, is now somehow, even though there's video evidence of this happening, if you look that up on a particular
YouTube that sucker.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to refer directly to YouTube, but while we're there, YouTube that sucker indeed.
You could download it illegally on a torrent, I'm sure. Oh, no, it's not commercial.
My point is, people were calling it an urban legend, and I don't understand how people can be making such claims like that.
It's,
you know, it's not like an urban legend like that. You know that story about the licked hand?
I do know the licked hand. That's a shocking story. Shocking story. I think Robin can tell it best.
Well, long story short is that.
No, let's tell. Do you want to? No, okay. Long story short. All
yeah,
right.
It's quite
all
short.
Right.
Quite short. Long story quite short is that a girl was home alone with her dog.
You're and butchering this, man.
I'm sorry, would you like to tell it, Tom?
Well,
please, go right ahead.
You're not even putting on a scary voice.
Hey, well, right, how's this a scary voice?
That's pretty scary, yep.
It's quite scary, isn't it?
I'm not sure I feel comfortable sitting in the studio with you anymore.
I'll lick your hand. Well, long story short, the girl was at home alone with her dog.
Mm-hmm.
And
she heard on the radio.
Yes, about a serial killer that was on the loose. So she's locked all her doors and windows and went to bed, but she could hear a dripping sound from somewhere in the house. And I don't think the sound effects are necessary, Tom. Unless you make the licking sound of her dog licking her hand reassuredly. As she reached down to make sure her dog was still there to protect her, the dog licked her hand. But after a while, the dripping continued and continued, and eventually she got up to see what it was, and it was the dog bleeding because the murderer had killed the dog, and written in blood was, "Humans can lick hands too."
Shocking. When we were looking that up on Wikipedia, actually, it gave an alternate ending. Gave a few alternate endings. It was a little bit ridiculous, really. One of them was she looked out the window and she saw a scary face that was after finding the dog and that. Another one was she looked out the window, saw the guy, and he was just shaking his fist at her. Just like,
it really sounds like something a serial killer will do.
Yeah.
Why are you there? You'll get your comeuppance for your dead dog.
Ridiculous serial killer. I don't know. Who would find... I personally find fish shaking extraordinarily frightening. This one really got to me. I couldn't sleep for weeks.
You were telling me about not a similar experience, but something equally as eerie. To your mum, did you say?
It's true. Well, it allegedly happened to my mum. I've never actually found out if this is true. This just could be her, you know, spinning her.
Urban legend,
it could be. She used to live, when she first moved out of home, she was living with a bunch of her friends. And one night, everybody else was out, and she heard a kind of tapping on her window. And she, it was a windy night, so she thought, oh, something's just, you know, tapping against it. You know, it's probably a branch or something tapping against it. Tapping went on for quite a while. She fell asleep eventually. But when she woke up, she went over to the window and there was no branch there. And then there were a bunch of police out on the street and they said, "Have you seen a man?" And she said, "No, but there was a tapping on my window."
Turned out to be the police.
Yeah, they were trying to get
her. So where was she living, Tom?
That was... Mitchum!
I'd like to say thank you to Amber and TJ for your kind message.
Mm-hmm.
You could use a little less swearing in there. However...
We don't appreciate the profanity.
Yeah, everyone else, keep your texts rolling in on 0427-767-767.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tom, we left off with Mitchum.
Mitchum, that's where we were.
Now, Mitchum...
You used to live near Mitchum, didn't you?
I used to live in Blackburn, which isn't too far from Mitchum.
Mm.
My grandma lived in Mitchum, and believe it or not, I held my very own... Well, I'm not going to hold other people's 21st there, am I? Held my own 21st at the Mitchum Hotel.
The Mitch, or the Cham.
The, The old Cham.
Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful place. Terrific establishment, classy beverages and clientele.
Fair priced, I'm told, as well, Tom.
Yeah, it's all right.
Your money's falling out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Is that what they get? Anyway, look, but I just couldn't help but notice, Tom, that someone was so rude as to not turn up to my 21st.
That was me. I take responsibility for that.
I was going to say it was TJ.
I don't think Amber was there either.
No, now I think about it. Yeah, so why weren't you there?
Well, I think I have a pretty good excuse. I was on the other side of the world.
Yeah, that's some. I'll give you that excuse.
Yeah, where are Amber and TJ? That's what I'd like to know.
I know.
Yep.
Moving on, Tom. Why weren't you there? Tell us about your trip.
I was on exchange in Montreal. I lived in Montreal for 5 months. It was a wonderful, wonderful place filled with colourful characters and interesting.
It was difficult to walk around at times.
What?
No. Like, it's like that, you know, that Pink song. Now it's filled with evil clowns. Can you think of a fun house actually filled to the point of overflowing with evil clowns?
It would probably be the most wonderful place in the world.
They're evil. It can't be wonderful. Sorry, Tom. Now, tell us about...
they have a good reason for being evil.
So you're in Canada.
How did we make... What was that?
Filled with colourful characters in Montreal,
right.
I believe.
Yes. now, there you may recall, there is a particularly famous singer from Montreal. I saw...
Dirk Nozer.
I saw her on the front page of the paper the first freaking day I was there. You wouldn't believe this. I've still got the photos on my phone, but...
Didn't you frame it?
Yes. Yeah. It sits above my bed, and I've got some candles around it. Put a fresh rose on top of the picture every day.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Celine Dion, it is. That's who it is. She's from Montreal. Don't really want to talk about her any more than we have to, but let's leave it at that. She's from Montreal.
Thanks, everyone, for keeping those texts rolling in. 30-meter tentacles ashore on Phillip Island by Lord... Bermuda.
Yeah, I know that one. That's about the squid that washed up on Phillip Island. I think that was a
calamari for all.
Oh yeah, we should have blown that one up. Why don't we just blow up everything that washes up on the beach? That's what I'd like to know.
And very sorry to you, Amber. The library is all sold out of Panic at the Disco. But don't worry, we've got some Tool coming up for you in a moment's time.
Also, we want to play our own music, so you know.
Sorry.
Get off your high horse.
Good point, Tom.
Yep.
And well made. Now, we weren't on Celine Dion. That would be probably uncomfortable for everyone. And she's also
and
quite
possibly
a fair distance away.
Libelius. Go on.
Calm down, dictionary.
Yep.
Now, she was in... a horrible sitcom, as I
understand. No, it wasn't a sitcom.
It
was one of those touching, inspirational...
Like Bold and the Beautiful kind of thing?
No, this was extremely religious. A Touched by an Angel. People must have seen it during the day. You know, had those, you know, kindly looking angels coming down and looking after kids with cancer and stuff. Anyway, she was in one of these episodes and it was hideous. I don't even want to mention it.
I thought she was in a number of those episodes.
Probably. You know,
not that I have the box set at home or anything like that. But I don't know. There's just something
they made
really
hundreds of episodes. That would be a big box set.
That was all daytime TV kind of thing, wasn't it?
That's true. It was very much daytime television. Except it was kind of like. You know, it was the people that sat at home baking cakes instead of the people that sat at home, you know, drinking scotch. That's the difference I make.
So like but it was one of those shows where everyone's like really caked on with cosmetics and stuff like that.
No, it wasn't. This is what I'm saying. This was like a apple pie cooling on the windowsill. It wasn't one of those ones.
Okay.
Not one of the you know, fake eyebrows, fake legs and things. You know, all the fake things that people have.
Like, did you ever watch that episode of The Chaser?
Yeah,
where Chaz, you know, what he did a lot of things. One side of his face,
one side of his whole body. I think he did weights on one side as well. That was dedication. That's what that was.
The worst part was you could really visibly see the effects of Botox.
Yeah, the Botox.
When they injected that into his
one
face.
Side of his lip and I think one side of his cheek and everything. Botox actually is a.
It's one of the most lethal poisons known to man.
I think it is the most lethal. It's botulinum toxin. Basically, you're just kind of poisoning a bit of your face, and it kind of, as far as I know, it just basically dies and goes all rigid and everything. Anyway, so that brings us to botulinum.
That's a very good point. I can't read time.
You're living in the past, man.
Precisely an hour in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Tom and Rob on 90.7 Sin Radio. Now, Tom, botulinum.
Mm.
It's a horrible, horrible, one of the most lethal toxins known to man, and people inject it in their face. Now, there was a an incident I recall back in my pre-born days.
Did you recall this from Wikipedia by any chance?
I do recall it from Wikipedia. Yes, well, where
we're not pulling any punches here. We're this is all coming from Wikipedia.
Of course. I'm told it was 6,444 cans of soup that had to be recalled after people were getting sick and dying from
it. Tomato soup. Yeah, not just sick. I mean, this is like botulinum sick, right? They're, you know, going rigid and swelling up and things. Ugh.
Generally, you know, leads to more fatality.
Yeah.
Nasty stuff. And that takes us to a time of...
I believe that was 1971.
In New York.
It is about 3 minutes to two. We're just going to quickly jump through our last one because we haven't got much time left before the next show. I'm not sure who they are, but I'm sure they're fantastic. Come in. So we were at 1971. Now,
according to Wikipedia, 1971 was a fine year for daredevils. Daredevils is interesting. It's like, it's amazing what dangerous things people will do.
It's crazy. People go mad for the adrenaline and the fame and the women.
Or, in some cases, the money. Scientific research. Like Apollo 13.
True. Astronauts flying to the moon. Endangering themselves by leaving Earth's atmosphere and entering a vacuum. This can only be described as a terrible idea, in my opinion. I would never do it myself.
But there was a movie made of Apollo 13.
Yes, there was.
Tom, did you end up watching that movie?
Yeah, no. Who was it? Who was it that was in there? Was it?
I recall.
I think it was Kurt. Was it?
Kevin.
Kevin
Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon.
Fantastic. Looking at Wikipedia, is it?
Yes, exactly. That's basically all we do. It's all I do with my time, mostly. that's our lot for the time being.